Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast that helps you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what do you do if someone knocks on the door whilst you're having sex?
Not now, William, I'm a bit tied up.
And see early episodes for more details. And how can I be more like Princess Margaret? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, radio presenter Jordan North. I'm more Chateau, you're more Asbo. Ben thought that was a bit harsh when I wrote that.
No, that's good. No. Do you remember last year in France, I realised I'd been saying Chateau and Gatau wrong my whole life. Do you remember when we went to France? I've always called it
Your first trip to France.
Yeah, I've always called it...
Probably your last.
I've always called it Gatau, haven't I?
But I'm glad we've cleared that up. Even though lockdown restrictions are gently being eased, we are still recording from home. At some point, of course, on this episode, Jordan may get a little bit echoey as he hits a button that he's not supposed to hit. But other than that, it's pretty much business as usual. We've got our gin and a bonnet. I've poured myself a very large gin and a bonnet this week. And so we should probably toast somebody, as we normally do at this point. And I think, based on the overwhelmingly wonderful feedback that we have had on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, after last week's episode, I would quite like to propose a toast to Charlotte.
I would also like to propose a toast to Charlotte. That's a great idea.
To Charlotte, we look forward to meeting you soon.
To Charlotte.
And there'll be more on that in a moment.
Oh.
Keep listening, G and Divas.
Oh, do you camp young Jordan again? Oh, go on.
Oh, mother. No. It's gone.
Do it. Go on, please.
Oh, mother, this needs a squirt and a wipe.
Say, can I have sausage?
Look at the muck in here, mum.
Can I have sausage and mash for my tea?
Oh, mum, I fancy a real sausage for my tea. Mum, I really, really, really want a dressing gown for Christmas.
Why don't you do this as young Camp Jordan, please?
So, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us. We're at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterheaded paper. The address is on website sextedmyboss.com.
Thank you. Okay, how's your week been?
Uncanny.
What have you been up to?
My week's been all right, thank you very much. I appreciate the weather's been quite warm, but I did a roast meal on when did I do it? On Sunday. We had a joint in the freezer, so we took that out and roasted it. It was a roast dinner. Now, I've talked about roast dinners before. Roast dinner is only when you have it in the evening. If you have it at 1 o'clock, it's a roast lunch. But this was a roast dinner, which we had at 7:30.
Is there a difference? Does it matter?
Of course it matters. Signifies when you eat.
Do you know, I tweeted this week. I had one of those nice hangovers on Sunday. I tweeted about it. And a nice hangover is when it's just, you're rough, but you're not rough, and you could... you could easily go out on a Sunday afternoon, go and have a roast dinner and a couple of pints, and that'd sort you right
out.
Well,
no, if you went out in the afternoon, you couldn't have a roast dinner. You'd have to go out in the evening.
No, do you know what I mean, don't you, Producer Ben? Yeah, like, nice roast.
You see, I've never had a hangover.
Have you not?
No, even after the dinner I went to in some friends' gardens on Saturday, and I'll tell you more about that later, and I was introduced to rosé for the first time.
That is so weird. I had rosé for the first time this week because I've never really liked it. Go on.
Well, no, I've never even tried it. It's all right. It's very nice. I don't think I'd buy it for myself, but I would drink it in the right setting. But anyway, going back to the roast, as I was sort of there in the kitchen prepping everything, and I went to go and get the dripping out to do the Yorkshire puddings. Ooh. And I realised that I don't have my Yorkshire pudding tins, you know, the sort of wide, flat and shallow, so you get the nice classic sort of bowl shape Yorkshire pudding.
Do you not just use Aunt Bessie's?
No, I make them. It's flour, egg, water and milk. I mean, it's quite straightforward.
Yeah, okay.
Then you just whisk that together and stick it in some tins. I mean, it really cannot be simpler. Anyway, so I didn't have these tins. None of the neighbours had any tins. So I instead got out a rectangular tin, mm-hmm. put the dripping in that, heated the dripping. And then when the dripping was piping hot, I poured the mixture into the tin and we did a big rectangular Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, a giant Yorkshire pudding.
Yes, that you then sort of carved up. However, I am wondering, and I'm turning to you for this, is that the sort of thing that you do in Burnley?
what are you getting at here? What are you getting at?
Did I do a common Yorkshire pudding?
I mean, bless your little heart.
I mean, what would be really common, of course, if I did the bowl shape Yorkshire puddings and then put everything in it.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like some sort of pretentious gastropub. That's awful. I did it and it was very nice. It tasted like a Yorkshire pudding. But I thought, oh my gosh, is this common?
You actually think that you've a bit common. No, that's not common. That's using initiative. Common.
So when you say that's not common, have you ever seen that in any of your friends' or relatives' houses? Have you ever seen that?
No, I mean, we have big... Sometimes we have sausage and mash in a giant Yorkshire pudding. Common is like buying what I did the other week, buying the cheap Aldi Yorkshire puddings and I'm having on my picky tea.
Oh, yes, Mikey, being from Yorkshire, of course,
he texts me. Fucking hell, Jordan! Having bloody fake Yorkshire puddings from Aldi on your picky tea. You're a disgrace to Nerf. You're a disgrace, yeah. I'm going to give you a right walloping when I next see you. That's what Mikey said to me on text.
Words to that effect. Okay, well, as long as you haven't seen it done, I'll do it again. I won't bother to invest in Yorkshire pudding tins. I'll just do...
Yeah.
I'll carry on doing it that way.
Don't worry, it's not coming at all, Petal. I'm going to try and make some Yorkshire puddings. I'm going to get on that.
Yeah, try it. I mean, it is so strange. You've got to be a right idiot not to be able to do it. You do need beef dripping, though. You'll have to go and get that. You can buy it in the supermarket.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
How's your week been?
My week has been fudging fantastic. It's been
Why?
So good. Because, William, on Saturday of this week,
yes,
your good friend here, I'm getting a bit worked up thinking about it.
Okay.
I had my first pint of Guinness.
Oh, darling.
And it was absolutely beautiful. It was better.
Where did you have that?
So I went to meet George out east, and there's a pub near here. There's a pub near
here. He can go as far east as he likes. He's still gone to a public school.
George is my mate that thinks he's one at lads, but he's more like William.
just because you live in Shoreditch doesn't mean to say that offsets your upbringing.
Well.
There we go. Yeah.
So we went to this pub and it was a proper Shoreditch pub and he said, George, they're serving Guinness. I said, you promise, yeah. And they served Guinness in a jar. And I took my first...
In a jar?
Yeah, I took my first sip of it and I thought, I'm not even saying it was better than what I thought, than what I imagined. And here's my reaction. When I took... So, picture the scene. It's cracking flags. And then I finally tasted it. Okay.
You sure that's the right video?
Oh, no. That's the dressing gown one. No, that was me drinking my Guinness. It was... And news has come out this week. Pubs are opening. We're getting back to normal. And I had my first Guinness. And that is all you need to know about my week. It's been fantastic. Plus, considering I've talked too much last episode, I think. Anything else you want to add about your week?
So the day before we had the roast, I went to some friend's house in Hertfordshire to sit in their garden to have a lovely dinner. And as we left, it's so delicious, it was all lovely, so nice to sit in the garden, nice to sort of do something a bit normal. I think I offended one of them. Mikey went, he complimented the pudding in particular.
So what did Mikey do?
Mikey was complimenting the pudding, which was strawberries with chantilly cream.
Oh, cracking fucking pudding, this, lads. Ooh, great pudding. I'm out of seconds. Ooh.
And he asked, on the way out, he said, oh, I'd love to have the recipe for that chantilly cream.
I'd love to have recipe for your chantilly cream. Ooh.
And I sort of put my hand on Mikey and said, oh, darling, no, that was bought. That's just from a jar.
You don't know you're doing it sometimes.
And my host turned back and said, no, that wasn't. We made that. And I sort of moved on and went, oh, right, gosh, how so clever. Chantilly cream's so difficult. It isn't. But I was doing all of this. And anyways, we quickly left. So I know they listened to this, so I'd like to apologise for that little faux pas.
See, this is you're being so sweet and naive and innocent today. This is the difference between you and me. That probably wouldn't have offended them. I've been to many a parties where I've been asked to leave. I am always putting my foot in it. You offending someone on the Chantilly cream. By the way, I ain't got a fucking clue.
On the
clue.
What?
Chantilly cream. I ain't got a clue what it, I ain't got a clue what it is.
Chantilly.
Chantilly.
Yeah.
He was in my year at school, Sean Tilly. I'm telling you now, there was a lad in my year at school called Sean Tilly. He was. Sean Tilly. Yeah, so can you please tell us what Sean Tilly's cream is, please?
Sean Tilly cream, it's a sweeter cream. You sort of whip double cream with, I think, icing sugar and vanilla extract.
Oh, do you have it with scones? I think you have it with scones. I think they do it in Booths. I think you can have it at Booths Cafe.
No, I mean, you don't have Sean Tilly cream with scones. You don't put any French nonsense on a British product.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, there you go. Gia,
you put clotted cream on a scone. Chantilly cream goes on other things.
Look, you actually get angry over shit like this. Don't. It's fine. If people want to put whipped cream, double cream, body cream on the bloody... You can buy that. It's really good, by the way. But
you know what we should do?
Make sure you don't leave it
Jordan.
On your bed because it goes off. What?
You know what we should do soon now that things are reopening?
Are they?
Yes. With things opening up, why don't you and I, at some point, go off for an afternoon tea?
Oh, that's... I'm gonna... Can I bring my Fortnum & Mason's hamper?
Well, why?
Oh, it's opening up. You mean like a picnic? Oh, you mean... Yes, let's...
No, actually, we're not going to do it in the park. We're going to go into a restaurant or a tea salad.
Oh, I'd love
that. You can't
that.
Bring your hamper there.
I'd love that.
You look like a right twit.
I'd love that. What's the etiquette for afternoon tea?
Well, why don't you ask me when we get there?
Okay. Oh, hey, and that could be a bonus episode.
Oh, what a good idea.
It's like we've not... You know, we're so... Do we even need... do you know, like, a lot of people are, like... cutting back and stuff. Do we even need a producer? I mean, look at him. He's just sat there.
Should we furlough him?
I think we should have furloughed him when this started. Do we even... We know what we're doing now.
Yeah. It's almost as if you didn't ignore me on WhatsApp earlier when I suggested it. But yeah, it's fine. It's good.
He don't even do that. I'm more, you're more. That's you.
No, actually, I've come up with them quite a lot this series, other than a few listeners.
Love you, Ben.
To be fair... He did do them for several series.
Ben, we love you.
Oh, he's chipped in now.
Oh, I know, what's he just said? Say that again. I don't do them anymore, guys, because William used to complain that they weren't that funny. All right, Ben.
Jordan, shall we move on to perhaps the most exciting part of this episode today?
Drum roll, please. Oh, that's my new table. Hang on. Can't wait for this. William Hansen, seeing as you are the better educated and spoken person of this podcast, I believe these words should come from your mouth.
Well, a few weeks ago when we launched our bonus podcast, we teased on social media that we had a big announcement. And although people were thrilled that they are going to be hearing from us twice in 1 week, there was a little bit of disappointment from a few people that we weren't announcing another tour. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let us right that wrong. because announcing our second, third live tour.
The boys are back.
And tickets are going on sale this Friday.
This is so, we are so looking forward to this. Let's be honest, 2020 has been a rubbish year, but we want to give you something to look forward to. The last tour that we went on earlier this year at the start of January genuinely was like the best 2 weeks of my life. It was, we had a few arguments. We lost William, we lost William in Leeds.
William wanted to get lost in Leeds.
We, you know, he turned up 20 minutes before we due to do the show.
It wasn't 20 minutes, love.
It was, you know, William, we all had a massive row in Leeds and William stormed off. Other than that, it was a bit, it was a bit like, if you've seen the episode of Royal Family where Barbara storms off and Jim and all the family like pretend to go out and look for her. That's what me and Ben did. We just went to Pie Minster and got a pie and a pint. We were there in this pie. It was great, that pie.
I mean, Jordan, I haven't signed the contract for this tour yet. So do you want to just shut up?
William's off stomping and prancing around Leeds, and me and Ben were like, "What's up with his face?" Yes, we're going on tour. We absolutely loved it. What I'm trying to say is, we got some great feedback as well from you guys. We would love for you to come and see us. Bring your friends, bring your family. Even if your other half's only listened to a couple of the episodes or none of the episodes, bring them, and we promise we will do everything in our power for you to have a great night. William, tell us more about the tour and the details and how you can get tickets and where we're going.
Well, we're level with RG and Divas. We were actually going to, originally, back in January, we were going to have a tour in September of this year. But, you know, one or two global pandemics got in the way. So that's not happening. We've rescheduled. And so this tour, get excited, clear your diary, Jordan, is happening in April and May next year.
Woo! I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's given me something to look forward to. And yes, yes.
Hopefully things will have gone back to relative normality
by
April and May next year. And here are the cities that we are coming to. There are some new cities on this list.
You do a city and I'll do an accent for each one, okay?
I mean, that would not sell tickets.
Do it. Go on.
The first venue, and it's a new venue, is Dublin.
Ah, Ted Tuxty, I'm 33 and a 30. Get yourself down to Dublin. You come and have a drink. You can drink with me and the wife and watch the boys and help me sex with my boss. Hey.
Well, that's that date cancelled. The next place that we are going to is Manchester.
All right, Arcade Manchester. Are you having it? You up for it? Yeah, you up for it with boys? Yeah, Manchester.
They're not normally that well spoken in Manchester. I think you need to...
I'm not a red, I'm city. City.
The next venue, oh, heaven help us, we're going to is Glasgow.
Hey, ye, come to Glasgow. Don't be messing up in Premier Inns again, mate.
What all these accents is a good way to fill time between now and April 2021. Then we are going to another new city. We're going to Sheffield.
Ah, I'll tell you what it is, right? I went down the road and I went to have a pint and I sent wife and she said,
That's just Mikey.
She said, what are you doing having a pint? You're meant to be at home with kids. And I says, no, I'm going for a pint, lass. I'm going for a pint. And I told me, lass, I did. Absolutely.
Then...
stealing a living.
We are going back to Bristol, my hometown. No, that's...
Welcome to Bristol. When you get off a bus, you say, cheers, drive. Come and have some cider.
Actually, that's getting better.
We
are performing there at the Anson Rooms, A-N-S-O-N. That's the first 5 minutes
haven't we been
of the show
there?
Sorted.
Haven't we been there?
Hmm?
Didn't we already perform there?
No, we haven't been to the Anson Rooms.
Oh, okay, carry on.
Then we are going to Birmingham.
All right, dear, my view mucker. Welcome to Birmingham. We're going to see the boys. The boys are back. I'm going a bit scouse now.
And finally, we end the tour in London.
All right, mate. Welcome to London. Fucking London. Love it.
I mean, we are We are going to be at the Bush Hall, which is West London, so I think that accent is not really appropriate.
Darlings.
So if you haven't been offended and put off by those horrid accents, then tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. London time on the 3rd of July at sextedmyboss.com/live. So be there, miss it or miss out.
Ooh, arr.
Oh, hang on, my entry phone's about to go.
Stop saying back passage to delivery drivers. Yeah. Hello, back passage. Will you stop saying back passage to delivery drivers?
But it's where they go.
Right, are you ready for Jordan's joke of the week?
Oh, ready as ever.
Okay. A former local B&Q to ask how big the queue was, and I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I phoned up my local B&Q to ask how big the queue was, and the cheeky bugger on the phone said, same size as the bee.
Very good.
I am struggling with Jordan's joke of the week this series. I have done them all. Like, our Lee's... Yeah.
Is our Lee all right? Has he died?
No, he is. He's fine. He's, you know, he's... Last time I seen him, he was... Yeah, he was all right.
Okay. Well, look, we're sure everyone is aware by now that we have started...
I've got another one for you, quick. You'll like this. You'll like this. A bloke's at the table and the waitress comes over and says, are you ready to order, sir? And fella says, my wife's just gone to the toilet. And waitress says, any idea what she's having? And he says, well, it's been about 10 minutes. She's probably having a shit. Big up Graham North. That's
well, at least this week your joke was under 500 words, so we must be grateful.
That. Right, come on, William, let's crack on. Sorry.
A feature that we used to have at the start of Series 5 was when I read reviews. Now, although we've retired that feature for now, we do still read the reviews. And, of course, you can review us anywhere that allows you to leave podcast reviews, iTunes being the most popular. However, we received a review recently which caught our attention, and I shall read it now.
Oh, you're not. You're not.
Standards are slipping.
Oh,
Three-star.
The pair of you are a set of absolute pair of shits.
And you'll see why I've decided I'll read this very quickly. William has remained consistently humorous over 5 seasons. He means serious. Jordan, however, has turned frustrating, loud and arrogant. Please reflect and correct. So we're going to take a moment to reflect.
You upset.
Thank you. If you disagree with that review, we would greatly appreciate it if you could go onto our Apple Podcasts app and leave us a 5-star review, because Jordan could do with the ego boost.
Right. like, when I get a text into the studio when I'm on air that's a bit shitty, and when I get a tweet and stuff.
Do they screen your text like they do with certain presenters?
No, I just like to see what I'm just coming in. You've got to, in this game, you've got to get a thick skin. Right, it can sometimes be waters off a duck back. That really cut me last week when I read that. The arrogant bit cut me. Because they obviously think it.
Yeah, and I'll say now what I said to you privately. You were arrogant from series one. It's not something that has changed.
I'll sound really narcissistic here, but I just hate the thought of someone thinking I'm arrogant of all things. If you don't like me, all right. I know I'm a bit loud sometimes and a bit stupid, but
that your loudness is also, we've addressed this on the podcast, is also because you're deaf in one ear.
Mm. William, let's go to the questions, please.
Our first question comes via email, and it comes from Mark. Good morning, I hope this finds you well. One of my biggest pet hates is people who take food off their fork with their teeth instead of with a closed mouth using their lips. What is the etiquette for this, and am I right for this to be unnecessary? Am I the only one that finds this deeply annoying? Many thanks for your time, Mark.
I don't get that. What did he mean?
So, when you imagine holding a knife and fork.
Yeah.
And then you put the whatever concoction you've got on your fork into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then close using the whole mouth to mm-hmm. pull off whatever is on the fork. Right. So it needs to go fully in rather than just the tip.
Oh, I don't go fully in, do you?
Well, not right down the back of my throat, no.
Do you...
I've chopped my tongue. Ben, grow up. You put it in enough so that your whole mouth and the teeth as well pulls it off.
Do you put the whole fork in?
Well, no. Don't put the whole fork in. Go down the back of the throat.
I mean the spikes bit, the fork.
The tines.
The tines. Do you actually put the whole of the tines in?
Well, not the whole of the tines. Maybe a half, three quarters of the tines.
I thought so.
And I think it's the biting on the metal.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
The metal noises. Really, Cutler is great. We love using it because it sort of delicately brings things from the plate to our mouths, but we don't really want to hear any cutlery noises either in the mouth or on the plate.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, Mark. It is annoying. What would you do if someone's doing that at a dinner table?
Well, look, if it's someone that you're in a loving relationship with, I think politely pointing it out to them, because they may not know, is always a good idea. But obviously, don't point it out to them in front of other people. But if it's someone that you can't really, you don't have that relationship with, then sadly, there isn't a lot you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it's someone that you live with or just someone that you might see occasionally, but maybe let us know.
Okay.
But lead by example is probably the best thing. Good manners are contagious. They're like the Rona.
My northern Irish mate calls it the Rona. I love it. He's like, "Hear you now. Have you got the Rona?" I can't do it with Belfast. Let's move on.
Thank God we're not going there. Our next letter comes from Alex. Dear William, Jordan and Ben, I've moved out of my childhood home for uni. I mean university, 4 years ago, but recently have had to move back in during the lockdown. During my years living away, I have seen many new things, met new people, and my worldview has grown substantially. Sadly, my parents, whom I love very dearly, have not had the same experience. They seem to spend more time watching daytime TV than speaking to real people. As a result, my hilarious topical asides and current affair quips often fall on deaf ears, and I'm finding the cultural gap difficult, to say the least. I've tried, accidentally, leaving certain radio stations playing on their Alexa, hoping that modern thinking will seep in. But, usually, they just turn it off, because it's interrupting a place in the sun. Any advice on how I can make my parents more woke? Yours, Faith Searly. Clever. Alex.
I mean, I think that is potentially the most millennial modern day problem we've had. Alex, it does sound like you're coming across a bit, I don't know how to put this. I mean, they're your parents and you obviously want them to...
You're coming across quite woke because you are wanting to impose your view the world on other people in a forcible way.
I was thinking a bit slightly pretentious, a bit snobby.
Or woke.
But no, woke, it shouldn't be a negative, and we're not going into it, we don't do politics, but woke is like seen as a negative. It's not negative to be woke. I think, Alex, you be you, right? You're clearly well-cultured and you like the finer things in life and the arts and certain radio stations. You be you. You read...
And let them be them.
And let them be them. And just let them be them.
As long as their views might, you know, and I'm trying to sort of paraphrase here, they might have slightly more pedestrian, narrow-minded, quote-unquote, views. Or not narrow-minded, sort of... Yeah. Pedestrian views, watching daytime TV, etc. As long as they are not being bigoted or any of the sort of the isms or ists, then whatever, okay? Place in the Sun isn't designed for your age, it's designed for people of their age.
Yeah, just...
So actually, they're doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, let them be them. And for what it's worth, I love my mum and dad to bits. We've talked about Wendy and Graham. I have very different views to my dad. Very different on a lot of things.
And it would be so boring if we all thought the same.
Exactly. And me and William have a lot of different views on a lot of things, but we're best friends, so it's fine. We can all get along and be happy together.
Final question comes from Daniel. Dear William and Jordan, I should be going into my first year in university this year.
Yes!
Submitting.
Daniel, come on! It'll be best year of your life. It'll be best year of your life, my friend.
And wish for your advice. I was hoping that you could share some of your experiences of living in halls of residence and any tips you have surrounding halls and general university life. I am sure you know how stressful this can be, and Corona hasn't made it any easier. Please keep up the good work and cut Ben some slack.
Aww.
I know you'll hate me now. Yes, we do. P.S. William, the books were great. I would definitely recommend everybody read them and head to your website, williamhanson.co.uk/books, in order to buy their signed copy. I've paraphrased a bit there. Yours sincerely, Daniel.
Daniel. I mean, assuming it comes September, October, we're back to some kind of normality. Freshers' week's the best week of your life. Right. First of all, you need a spare bed sheet because you're going to have a toga night. Toga night's going. You're going to need a school uniform because probably going to have a school night. Just go to Primark, get a school shirt, that kind of thing. Third thing as well, I can't stress this enough. My mum actually packed some in my bag, which is a bit embarrassing. Condoms. Mm. You're going to need plenty of condoms because it's especially with everything.
Can I just say, none of those relate to academia?
Oh, sack that.
The primary purpose of going to university is to learn.
Sack that.
And yours is wear a toga, wear your school uniform, which seems completely counterintuitive to the whole point of university. You're actually regressing. And then have some condoms.
No, right. Listen, animals and condoms, you'll need them because, trust me, at real talk, this is what I'm here for. A bunch of 18-year-olds, especially after all this has got on, right, there is... so much tension. You're let out for the first time. You're like, I'll be honest with you, Daniel, not just you, everyone will be like a dog with two dicks. You'll be shagging everyone. Everyone will be shagging everyone. It's what happens, right? It's 18-year-olds. It's real talk. So make sure you pack plenty of them. And my also advice is try and mingle with other groups. Don't get set in one group. See the group of people that you want to be mates with, because if you've got a good set of mates around you.
Now, on that, I have something to add on that and some advice that what my mother gave me for when I went to university.
Okay, go.
She gave me a tub of celebrations and a door wedge. And she said, what you should do is you should prop your door open, and with the tub of celebrations, anyone that passes, you offer them a celebration and you get to chat to them and get to know them that way.
Did it work?
Well, I mean, I've got some very good friends from you. In fact, one of them lives next door to me. So, you know, it worked in that regards.
Yeah. And just embrace it. You are, and this is another thing, you're going to change over the next 3 years. And that's not a bad thing. People change, and you'll probably change for the better. Right? So your mates back home might be like, oh, you go to... Just embrace it, have best time of your life, and try to go to your lectures.
No. Go to your lectures. Remember, a study period is not a free period.
To be 18 again and fresh as week, honestly...
Let's put it this way, Daniel. You can take the Jordan North approach to university and end up like Jordan is now. Or you can take the William Hanson approach to university and end up like William is now. Which path would you like to go down, Daniel? And on the basis that you have bought my books from williamhanson.co.uk, I think I know which route you want to go down.
Okay. All right, smart ass. What degree did you get? What was the score you got, the mark?
Language, literacy and...
Yeah.
English language, literacy and communication.
What did you get? A 2-1, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who got a first at uni?
Who went to a Russell Group University and who went to a glorified polytechnic?
Who got a first class honours degree at uni? I did. Take the Jordan route, Daniel.
In media.
Fair enough.
You watched a bit of TV.
Who got a first class honours degree?
Jordan did.
How I got a first, I don't know, because we had to do a listening diary and listen to different radio stations. And mine was on the header, a listening dairy. And I also wrote in my second year, an essay on how the media represented the death of Michelle Jackson. I put Michelle Jackson all the way through. There you go. Who's the winner, Daniel? Who's the winner here? I think we should end on that note.
Well, thank you very much for all your questions. If you want to get in touch with us, go to the website sexwithmyboss.com or we're on all the social media platforms. And hopefully, we will see you at one of our live shows. Tickets go on sale on Friday the 3rd of July at 9 a.m. London time. Get your tickets at sexwithmyboss.com/live.
Jolly good. Jolly, jolly good.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.